Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
This is Gabby and Christina with the third podcast brought to you from Malmö, Sweden.
And you can all be glad that you're not here because it's raining and snowing and it's cold and quite awful in general.
Yes, it really is. But soon we will be in warm Singapore.
In an air-conditioned, really cold room.
That's right. Well, speaking of cool and hot, what's the hottest topic for CCTLDs today?
Well, one of them is for sure the IANA stewardship transition. There is so much going on around that right now. And to be honest, I kind of lost track and I think it's really complicated. What do you think?
Yes, I think so too. Lisa, you are the co-chair of the cross-community working group dealing with the IANA stewardship transition. Can you explain this to us?
Yes, the CWG is a cross-community working group that's working with the IANA stewardship transition. And this is because last March in 2014, the NTIA, the American government, declared that they want to pass over the stewardship to the global internet community. So this group is actually all about finding a proposal that regarding the naming community of how to do the IANA stewardship transition.
The CCNSO and the GNSO are the main players here and they're cooperating?
Actually, the CCNSO and the GNSO are the main players because we're the direct customers of the IANA functions. But we have more chartering organizations that are more in this group. We have the ALAC. We have the Government Advisory Committee, GAC, is represented. And we have the ESSAC. They're also represented. So it's a wide range of communities that are interested in this.
In this whole IANA stewardship transition process, what exact role does this group play?
Well, this group is trying to find a proposal on how to do the transition only for the naming community. And we have to send this proposal to the ICG, which is a coordination committee regarding the IANA stewardship. And you also have the numbering organizations and the protocol organization that's going to send in their proposals. So it's going to be three proposals that it's going to be merged into one by the coordinating committee, the ICG. We're actually trying to get it as detailed as possible for the Singapore meeting so we can have a lot of interaction and a lot of discussions with the the stakeholders during the Singapore meeting.
Thank you so much, Lisa. That was a good summary, I think. At least I understand much better now.
Yes, me too. So what else is going on?
Well, another issue that we would like to highlight is the work of the Working Group on Secure Email Communication for CCTLD Incident Response. This is also known as the SECIR Working Group. This working group has reached a quite crucial point in its work right now, and we will ask Christian, the chair of the working group, to tell us a little bit more on why it's important. Hello, Christian.
Hi, Gabi.
Can you tell me who you are and your name and who you are?
My name is Christian Hesselman. I'm the chair of the SECIR Working Group, which stands for Secure Email Communications for CCTLD Incident Response.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit more about this working group and why you think it's important?
Yeah. So the goal of the working group is to set up a facility that enables the security and stability contacts of CCTLDs to contact each other in the face of large-scale incidents that basically require a coordinated response at the global level. And currently, we're working on implementing this through a mailing list, which is called TLD Ops. And the mailing list is already active, and we're basically now working out the procedure for adding folks to the list.
And you're going to tell us more about this in Singapore, right?
Yes, I will. So I will give an update on where we are, like we did in LA. And we're also going to, discuss, present our findings of using the mailing list. So what we're doing right now is we're asking a couple of CCTLDs to join the list using the admission procedure that we developed over the past 2 weeks. And what we're doing now is evaluating that procedure, checking how well it works, maybe also adjust a little bit, and then present that during the meeting in Singapore. And after the working group, after the CCNSO day in Singapore, we'll be, you know, adding the rest of the community for real. And we're also planning to, provide a webinar. I think there's two scheduled right now. So we're going to provide a webinar to, give the community more information on what the mailing list is about and how you can join it and how you should use it.
Can you just say something about who's covering the costs for this?
The mailing list is being hosted by DNS.org, and the mailing list was actually already set up back in 2004 for similar purposes. So it, for purposes similar to the goals of the Seeker Working Group. The only thing was that the list was actually hardly used, so it was kind of dormant. It had been kind of dormant since 2004. And so DNS.org offered to, basically purge the list and then reuse it for the Seeker working group. And this is something they're doing for free. And also the CIRA has kindly made a donation to make sure that the DNS.org folks will be able to provide support in the next few months. So for the mailing list, and also to further develop the system towards an ops trust based system, because let's say basically the mailing list is step one in our roadmap, so to speak. It's something that we can set up very quickly at near zero cost, so it's not going to cost the community anything. And the next step would be to develop a system that is based on Ops Trust. Ops Trust is a system that I think was developed by Paul Vixie a couple years ago, and which is also used within DNS.org or quite widely. And it not only contains a contact repository, but it also contains a secure messaging service.
Okay, well, Christian, thank you so much. And I'm looking forward to hearing more about this in Singapore.
So this will be a topic for Singapore then.
Yes, and we will also shortly talk to Katrina, the Program Working Group Chair. She will tell us a little bit more about other topics on the agenda. But before we talk to her, I just wanted to share a piece of good news. As many of you will recall, ICANN is always conducting a general meeting survey after every ICANN meeting. And the meeting survey for ICANN 51 showed that the CCNSO sessions ranked most popular of all.
That's great news.
Exactly. And I will hope that the CCNSO will rank the same after the next meeting.
Yeah, let's keep up the good work.
Hi, Katrina.
Hi, Gabby.
Getting ready for Singapore?
Of course, and Program Working Group is looking forward to Singapore, and we hope that we have another success, another two great meeting days.
Yeah, this is quite an important meeting, right?
Oh, yes, it is. It is, and I think for another couple meetings, we'll have to really focus on IANA transition, IANA stewardship transition, and ICANN accountability issues. And these are two very, very important things we have to discuss, and I really hope that the community will finally get engaged and will become really more active.
I want to remind everyone that even if you're not there in person, you can participate remotely. All details will be up on our website, and we will also send out information about that. Do we have anything else than IANA stewardship transition and accountability?
As CCTLD news, always traditionally very interesting and very well received session, and also we'll talk about marketing, we'll talk about some working groups. There will also be council meeting, and we really have important issues to discuss during the meeting days, during the council meeting.
I hope everyone will be there either in person or remotely.
Probably people don't believe us when we keep repeating it's important, it's really important, it's crucial and so on. But it really is. And we have tried to set up different environments for people to submit their questions, their opinions, and really, really get engaged into discussions.
Okay, great. Thank you, Katrina, and see you in Singapore.
Thank you, Gabi, and looking forward to seeing you all there in person or online.
There are definitely some heavy topics to be discussed in Singapore.
Yes, this is going to be a quite important meeting, and I wish to remind you once again that you can always join us remotely if you're not there in person. But the Singapore meeting will not only be just work and no play. Can you tell us some more about the cocktail?
Yes, thanks to our generous sponsors, .eu, .nz, .sg, .nl and .pr, there will be a CCTLD community cocktail in Singapore, and it will be in a place called Privé Chimes on Victoria Street.
That's not the same as last time.
No, it's not the same. It's another venue. And you will receive an invitation with more details closer to the event. And I would also like to thank .sg for helping us arrange the cocktail.
Looking forward to that. Do we have any other useful information that we could share?
Well, things will be pretty much the same as last year. We will have the same meeting venue, and we will even be in the same meeting room, Olivia. So it will be familiar.
Okay, so then we're ready for Singapore.
Yes, I think we are.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Bye.